This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
Well, graduation right around the corner for IU, and in our Tuesday spotlight, a Hoosier student-athlete hailing from Munster, Indiana, leaving veteran coach Lynn Loring's program as one of the best competing during a four-year career, Katie Klysik, who for a third straight year earned all Big Ten honors, becoming just the 13th player in program history to earn all Big Ten recognition three times in an outstanding Indiana tennis career. Recently, named first team All-Conference and matching her achievement that she accomplished 2 years previous to that. In on 43 total wins, if you take a look at the singles and doubles as the Hoosier women closed out 20-15, 16-8, 7-4 in the rugged Big Ten. It's most wins in league play in 7 years. Tonight, a glance back on the work ethic and dedication developed over four standout years on the part of Katie Klysik, a senior that, well, ended for the women in the Big Ten tournament, but certainly noteworthy to denote her contributions in Coach Loring's program. Both with us here tonight with thoughts and reflections on the season of 2015 and an outstanding career. A little bit later, Dustin Carver, who took over Frank Winton's golf program at Bloomington South last fall for the girls, as Cherise Otter brought home a state championship, now handling the fellas this spring, a top 10 ranking and kicking off the month of May in a solid effort, winning the BNL invite last week as they head to the, well, the state tournament preview up at Prairie View and the state tournament series, what with May in progress, that's in the rearview mirror. A talented, well-balanced team of Panthers with 11 underclassmen and three seniors, Sam Karcher, Ben Dawson, and Nick Elliott, intent upon improving last year's eighth-place state finish. So our votes have been cast on this primary election day as we, serve up Hoosier women's tennis, big style, and tee it up with the South Panther fellas as well. This is Sports Talk. We are live from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana here on a Tuesday, along with producers Jim Ritter high atop our One City Center studios downtown. On-site producers Mike and Joanna Glasscott. Hi again, everyone, and welcome to our sports conversation tonight, centering on the IU women's tennis team of 2015 and the program that the Dean of Indiana Coaches, Lynn Loring, has been putting together for nearly 40 years. But first of all, before we bring in Katie, Lynn, kind of a bittersweet, but boy, I tell you, some thoughts and reflections on what was, if you look at the total program and look at what has gone on since back in January on through the month of April, a doggone solid season for the crew.
I really think we did about as good as we could have done this year, Joe. We kind of fought injuries the whole year, and I think it wasn't until our 13th or 14th match where we actually had everyone back in our starting lineup, and then there was other times where we had to sit people down and rest them depending on how many matches we were playing that week. So that was unfortunate because I think when we were healthy and everyone was firing on the same cylinders, we showed we could compete with just about anyone. We had two really big wins. We beat Notre Dame, mm-hmm. And it was 4-3, but it wasn't even that close. It could have easily been 5-2 or 6-1. And we beat Tennessee on the road. Anytime you can beat an SEC school on the road, it's always a great win. And, once we had those two wins, we kind of put everyone on notice that on a given day you had to watch out for us.
And I tell you what, you mentioned both of those wins, and they came in, the middle part of February and came back-to-back. You beat Notre Dame 4-3, and as you mentioned, you trounced Tennessee 6-1. So you were, and then adding all that went on from the start of, late January when you reeled off your first five or six before DePaul beat you, you were playing some really, really outstanding, consistent tennis.
And the thing was, when we beat those two schools, we still didn't have our full lineup in.
Yeah.
So if we'd had everybody healthy the whole year, because our team's always been known for one that improves, and it kind of hurt us not having everybody in the whole season so that we could go through that development and improvement. We had to just kind of when we did get some people healthy, we had to kind of just throw them into the mix without a lot of, you know, match experience going into things.
Lynn Loring joining us, the Dean of Indiana Coaches, the head coach of the Women Hoosiers, of the Tennis Netters, 16-8 overall, 7-4 in the Big Ten. And, you know, we talk about the start of conference play. We added two new teams, Rutgers and Maryland, and here you sit with seven wins. And as I mentioned at the top, that's the most wins you've had in league play, Lynn, finishing 7-4 in this circuit, as tough as it was week in and week out to finish that says a lot.
Well, we won five of our last six, which says a lot about the team. We started with our first five on the road, and I'm not quite sure who made that schedule. But and part of it was we had to start with Nebraska, Iowa away, and turned around to the other really bad road trip, Penn State, Ohio State. So at least we got the rough travel out early, I'll put it that way. But, we won a lot of 4-3 matches in those seven wins. And like I said, we finished really strong and really finished about as good as we could have at that point, I think.
You know, Lynn, we take a look at the first weekend of May, the second weekend when graduation rolls around, and names change, obviously, but the impact that you have had over, as I say, nearly four decades of coaching outstanding student athletes to play the game of tennis and have been fortunate enough to earn scholarships playing for you, Lynn. It's kind of a sad time to see them go, because you talk to each and every one of them, and they say, boy, where have these 4 years gone? But talk about that senior class that was so very an integral part of the success that you continued at IU.
Well, the funny thing was, Joe, we're an eight scholarship sport, and this class has four of those eight scholarships. 4 years ago when it happened, we had a young lady transfer, another young lady graduated early, and all of a sudden we had four scholarships in the same class, and we recruited these four young ladies thinking, you know, someone will get injured and redshirt, or someone will graduate early, and, you know, we really won't have to deal with this again, recruiting four. And sure enough, all four ladies are graduating on time. And obviously, they've been IU tennis for the last 4 years. When you have half your scholarships in one class, it doesn't matter who else you recruit, that class is always going to be the dominant class. And Katie, who's with us today, is in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs. The other three are in Kelly. Last semester when we had dinner with the president for having the team with the highest GPA, This was after 3 years. The four of them combined had 25 A-pluses. That was after 3 years of college. They had 25 A-pluses. So, pretty remarkable group. Shannon, a young lady from Atlanta, she actually graduated Kelly in 3 years, is getting a master's in finance this year, her senior year. So it just goes to show what a great class that has been for us.
Alicia Koss, of course, Carolyn Chupa, and you mentioned Shannon Murdy being the other three seniors on this team, and a lot of wins, be it singles, doubles. It was a strong group that the thing that I know that you drilled into them and something they accepted was the work ethic, and to have a perfect balance, as you say, it's been the rule rather than the exception with the GPA, Lynn, down through the decades with your teams. But, boy, they struck a happy balance, didn't they, the entire senior class?
They really did. And someone was talking to me about the four of them the other day, and I said, I can honestly say that, you know, as a group, they never took their scholarships for granted. You know, they worked hard every day. And unfortunately, these are kind of the stories that you don't see in the paper. The kids that have the 3.8s and the 3.9s and the 4.0s and who graduate on time. And like I said, Shannon graduated the Kelly School of Business in 3 years. She's getting a master's this year. I mean, who in the heck does that and plays on an athletic team? And yet, you know, you never see a story about that in the paper. So they've really been they've put the student in student athlete.
Well, no question about it. And it's always been a part of why we love doing this kind of show, to bring on the Hoosier student athletes, finishing out outstanding careers. And Katie Kleisik is certainly a prime example of that. We'll spend some time with Katie. She told me before we hit the air, it doesn't seem like it's been 4 years. But when Lynn recruited her from Andrean High School up in the Munster area, all she did her freshman year was lead the team in singles wins, finishing with 20. 24 of those. But we'll talk about the start of the career. Katie Klysyk up close and personal. More with Lynn Loring when we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. Corner of 10th in Indiana, Yogi's Grill and Bar. Sports Talk tonight, talking IU women's tennis with the veteran, the dean of Indiana coaches, Lynn Loring, along with one of his top seniors, all Big Ten first team for the second time in his career, in her career, three times in her career. And that in itself says a lot about Lynn. Katie Klysyk and how she went about not only doing her studies, and she'll be picking up her degree Saturday morning out at Memorial Stadium in SPIA management. But talk about, let's go back, and you have gone on the international scene. You have gone coast to coast, top to bottom, and you wound up in Munster to recruit this young lady 4 years ago. Take us back to how that all began.
I don't want to embarrass Katie, but we'd watch Katie for a while, but we watch any of the, you know, good players in Indiana. And, yeah. And when you watch Katie, she either lost quickly or won quickly. But Katie's game was hit two shots, and it's either going to be a winner or hit the curtain. And so we actually kind of backed off a little bit. We'd signed the first three girls. We had those four scholarships. I wasn't just going to sure I was going to use the fourth. She was in the same junior program up on the suburbs of Chicago with Kayla Fujimoto, who was a year ahead of her. And Kayla kept telling me that Katie worked harder than anyone in the group, and they had players that went to Duke and Northwestern, and it was a really good junior program. And the fact that Katie worked harder than any of the girls in that program, you know, really impressed me. So thank God we took a chance on her is all I can say. And I look back on it, and it really wasn't taking a chance.
Well, no, and Katie Klysyk joining us. And, Katie, congratulations on, first of all, finishing. No exams. You're through with Indiana University as a student and as an athlete after an outstanding career. I know you're looking forward Saturday spending time with the family and graduating out at Memorial Stadium. Tell us a little about your career, Lynn was touching on, Coach Loring was touching on the recruiting process. Was Indiana always on your radar screen? You were a high school All-American.
Yeah, I definitely liked Big Ten a lot. I wasn't really sure where I wanted to go for college. I didn't know if I wanted to stay close to home or go far away. But I did look at Indiana earlier on, and you know, it was very indecisive. I didn't decide on Indiana until maybe November, I think. And I could not be happier that I did. Yeah. It worked out perfectly for me. I got to go to a Big Ten school, and the team was awesome. The coaches are great.
Well, you developed a heck of a relationship with three other women that are very close. We mentioned them earlier that will be graduating with you, and Lynn told us what they have been doing in the Kelly School with their academics. But talk about the senior class and how you all came at the same time, more or less, and you left your mark.
Yeah. Well, they're awesome girls, and it's very rare that you find teammates that become your best friends like that, and love them to death. I think that we've all been able to push each other a lot too, and they've changed me so much, and they've really helped instill that work ethic, and they've made everything a lot easier, and it's very strong bond.
You know, when you broke in as a freshman, all you did was win 11 of your 12 first 12 matches and 18 of your first 20. Do you think that playing was going to be your work ethic is second to none, but just talk about the quick getaway that you got. That was a pretty nice doggone start that you put forth there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think coming here, you realize what a big deal it is, and our upperclassmen at the time had kind of showed us what it meant to play tennis here, and it just motivates you to really want to work harder and want to get better, and you're around so many other great athletes here at IU too, and that just makes you want to succeed even more.
And you were coached by one of the best in the country, without doubt, a guy that's won over 800 victories, Romero Esqui, as well, has been his longtime sidekick out of the tennis center. What do you know about yourself as you leave now and step back. Maybe you'll find this out in a couple of weeks after you leave Bloomington. What do you know about yourself now that you didn't maybe when you broke in, as far as a young lady that's on her way up?
I think that if you work hard and you really dedicate yourself to something, you can get really far in life. And even if you don't think it's possible, I mean, I came in, like he said, probably wasn't one of the top recruits, wasn't sure how it was going to be. But when you really put a lot of time and effort into something, you can go a long way.
You know, Lynn, I just look at stats, and stats sometimes tell the tale, but we talk about a young lady that won 22 overall and was just and won 23 with six different doubles partners this year for a whole heck of a lot of wins. But she stayed primarily healthy for the most part. She was as steady and durable as we look. I mean, she played every doggone singles match you had, or 50, I forget how many, 24?
I don't think Katie missed a match, which is really rare in our sport because overuse injuries are very common. A lot of shoulder injuries like pitchers get. And, you know, pitchers pitch once every 4 days or 5 days, and tennis players go at it and, you know, they'll hit the equivalent of 300 serves, and you know, in baseball there's a pitch count and they pull them, and so we get a lot of the same overuse injuries that a pitcher might in baseball. And the fact that Katie didn't miss, if I'm correct, I'm looking at her, but she didn't miss one match in 4 years, and that's pretty unheard of.
That's incredible. And you know, Katie, you look, 2 years ago you were first team all Big Ten. Talk a little about this past season. You know, you had a lot of road matches. Coach brought that up. You had some unfortunate injuries to your teammates, but was it not so much frustrating? Was it just bittersweet or satisfying that you know, you were getting and saw the potential each and every match out of your teammates and yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the tennis season is really long. You play a lot of matches.
January to, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of different matches. And so you're going to have your ups and your downs, and there's a lot of momentum going into matches, too. I think the traveling was tough, but I'm so proud of our team to get through that and really redeem ourselves when we were back home. But I definitely think it was a solid season. And like I said, ups and downs, but I think the highs were greater than the lows.
Where did you get better? And let's break it down. Where did you get better as your career progressed as a singles player?
Well, I definitely think my freshman year, the coaches worked on me right away, and they changed my forehand and technical, and made me hit a lot more balls on the court. But I think that gaining confidence when you start playing matches and you do start getting wins and you start believing in yourself a little bit more, and that's something that can go a long way. And you don't really see it as much in junior tennis, but I think that after sophomore year when I realized that I could do it.
Well, and you know, doubles is a horse of another color, and you have to rely on your partner. Mm-hmm. Yet, too, you fashioned out an outstanding campaign this past spring with six different teammates, and you posted doubles.
Yeah. I think that's a reflection on how good my teammates are, though, honestly. You can put anyone in there at any time for doubles, and, you know, they're going to perform well. But, yeah, I think that we know each other really well, so, and we know each other's style of play from playing with each other through the years. So playing with new partners every so often makes it a little bit easier.
Coach was saying while we were in break that he might have to get a whole new batch of name cards, you know, so everybody, hi, hello, I'm, when everybody gets to know it, because it's going to be a kind of a new-look team. You talked about what some of the upperclassmen did for you and the rest of the seniors when you were freshmen. What's your message to, and how did you leave the kids that in 3-4 years are going to be possibly sitting here and going on doing great things like you anticipate doing?
Well, I hope that they enjoy every minute of it and don't take it for granted, and that they really put all that they can into it, because I know sometimes it's easy to have things get out of perspective, but just put everything you have into matches, put everything you have into studying, and really just give your all.
And you know that total GPA, the coach Loring, 100% on the that APR scale, along with a couple of other sports. But Indiana women's tennis has always been right there. How satisfying to leave as a student athlete in that regard, as an athlete, as an academic young lady that knows something about going to school and doing what's right, and then leaving, being named, you know, three times in a row, all Big Ten. What's it all kind of meant to you?
Well, first of all, I'm just so grateful for it all, and it's just amazing from what everything Indiana has done for me and how they've helped me so much. I'm just grateful for it all.
Well, have a great weekend, Katie. Yeah. Thanks for dropping in. We know you got a lot on your plate. Your brother is going to receive his master's, we hear, up at DePaul University in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's not too far from Munster.
No, huh? No, it's super exciting. Love having him around.
You get your degree, SPIA management.
Yes.
Any thoughts or anything, or is it just too soon to, you know?
Just taking it one step at a time right now, so we'll see in the next few weeks where it goes.
Katie, it was great seeing you, and the best of luck in the future. Take a little break. It's well-deserved, and have a great time with you and your family at graduation.
Thank you.
Katie Klysik joining us from Munster. Yeah, now that's what I say. It's tough to say goodbye to people that are quality people that, aside from wins and losses and accolades within the league, how they have developed, Lynn, as you watched them grow up here over the course of 4 years.
Well, it's been really amazing, and we kind of, you know, we look at the whole picture when we recruit. So, and I mentioned at our senior luncheon, a lot of credit goes to the young lady's parents. They've had great parents. We've had great support. Katie's parents followed us all over the place. I mean, her parents were just wonderful in the amount of support they gave us. And I give a lot of credit to their parents because, you know, it's not like I had to do a lot when they got here. You know, I had to just keep them on track once or twice, but they were great young ladies. And what also makes this kind of bittersweet is losing these four seniors, but I want to give a shout out to my administrative assistant the last 15 years. Lori Canada took a job at Crane.
I found that out last week.
Yeah, she took a job at Crane on Monday. So not only am I losing my four seniors, but I'm also losing Lori, who I know is listening tonight. So we just want to thank Lori for everything she's meant to Indiana tennis.
Oh, and no question about that. And she has always been there for you. And it's a loss, but we wish her well.
Yes.
One of those opportunities that don't come around all that often. She'll be moving over to Crane to take a position there. But you'll fill that spot, but they have whoever shoes. They're going to be big ones to fill.
They certainly are.
No question about that. Hey, we got about a minute or so. It's May, but how's camp? What do you got brewing for summer camp coming up?
Well, we run just 1 week of camp because most of the rest of the summer we're out recruiting, but it's June 14th to 19th. I think that sounds right, or 14th to 20th. It's a Sunday to a Friday.
Okay.
And we stay in the 80 Pi sorority house. And I think the kids love it. It's an all-girls camp, and Jeremy, our men's coach, runs a boys' camp the next week. So, you know, it's right across from the tennis courts there on Fisher's Court. So.
Okay.
Anyone interested,
iuhoosiers.com or go right to the tennis site?
Hoosiersportscamps.com.
Hoosiersportscamps.com. And a lot of that will be obviously starting up, and as Lynn mentioned, right around the middle of June. So happy recruiting on the trails. I know you'll always get excited when the fall rolls around and then on into the winter, and it's another season of outstanding, Lynn. And you and your staff and support staff of women's tennis at Indiana University. And it was an outstanding season.
Thank you.
A story needed to be told tonight, and we're glad that Katie Klysik and you took time to join me here tonight.
Thank you, Joe.
Lynn Loring joining us, and we'll come back and talk a little golf with Dustin Carver. He's brought some of his talented linkmen that wear purple and white. Coming off an outstanding B&L Invitational, they'll get ready to have a little state tournament preview this weekend. And then it is May, Conference Indiana, all kinds of things starting as the state tournament series just around the border. Remember, these guys went all the way to state finals last year and finished in eighth place. Dustin joins us with his linkman when we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. Sports TikTok says about 25 till the top of the hour. Don't forget Rex Baseball tonight. They're at PNC Park in Pittsburgh as Michael Lorenzen, a young rookie, will toe the rubber for the Red Stockings against the Pirates. Pregame tonight, 7 o'clock in the zone tomorrow night, kicking and continuing this month of May. In the zone with Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6. We had an opportunity to talk a little South Golf on the airwaves, part of our reports last week prior to the V&L Invitational. Always a very prestigious meet. And joining us now in person, Dustin Carver, with one of his, only three seniors, Sam Karcher, joining us for a little golf conversation. And Dustin, it doesn't seem, we talked about with Katie Klysik about 4 years, it doesn't seem like it's been that long ago when the girls' team was in here, and Cherise, we were plotting for winning a state championship. I tell you what, you got the best of the cream, now you got the fellas, and life's good down on the south side, huh?
Life's been good, so we're doing very well with the boys' side. I mean, boys are playing well, and we're going to continue to get better and go from there. Big tournament this weekend.
Well, yeah, and it is a state preview at Prairie View, and a lot of the top teams in the state. But that, you know, there's tradition at on both sides, girls and boys. But we're focusing obviously on the boys. You started out the preseason 6th. Last week you were 10th. I haven't seen the new polls. You might have moved up a spot or two. But you're getting it done with a very well-balanced underclass bunch here.
Well-balanced, but, you know, our seniors kind of lead the way with Sam. He's been a pretty vocal leader on the team and doing what he's supposed to be doing and, helping out the boys. But, yeah, well-balanced. You know, I have four boys averaging in the 70s and one with Ben Dawson right there around the 70 mark. So, you know, I can't be happier with that.
Sam Karcher joining us, one of the veterans. And, Sam, I remember when you broke in and you were playing as a freshman, and here you and Ben and Nick now are the seniors on predominantly an underclass team. But how's the golf swing been with you here?
It's been well. Throughout the year we've all had our ups and downs. You know, we're a really balanced team. Every week a different one of us can be the one that leads the way, and every week it could be a different person as the fifth man. So, you know, we change our lineup a lot. We're all extremely well balanced, and we all get along well, and we all work together to help each other.
Well, you bring up a good point because, and we were talking with Coach Carver last week about golf being a fickle sport, who knows, but he always likes to go with the guys that are hot. Talk a little about the weekly competition since you finally kind of got rid of all the bad, crappy weather and have been able to get out. How competitive has it been round in and round out with your teammates?
Yeah, that's definitely definitely something that, you know, has been a benefit to us. We're 7 or 8 deep that could all play varsity for different teams, and so we push each other throughout the week. Whoever the top, you know, 2 or 3 from the weekend are usually exempt until the next week, and we have different types of qualifying throughout the week, whether it be weeknight dual matches or in-house scrimmaging, or not scrimmaging, but, you know, practice, sure, practice rounds. We definitely push each other. You know, no one can relax. No one's spot is completely safe. So I think that's something that really helps us.
Well, you know, you guys played Otis Park last weekend, and as I mentioned, a very prestigious tournament. I mean, you got a lot of the hot shots from all around South Central and Central and South Southern Indiana playing. You hit carded a 79. Joe Weiler, I think, was team medalist. Talk about how neat it was to go down there and to your senior year win the doggone thing as a team, and you won it by 3 shots. About it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tournament that, you know, all the best teams from Southern Indiana come to play. You know, when we were freshmen, it was us looking at B&L. That year they had a really good year, and, you know, those were the guys we looked up to. Those were the guys that we wanted to get to where they were, and to go down there as seniors and win that tournament after after, you know, coming a long way in 4 years was a really good feeling, especially against a tough field.
Well, and four of you guys broke 80, you being one of them. It's always kind of been I'm not going to say a mental block to play Otis Park, but with the hills and the greens and what have you, it's been I tell you what, that layout is doggone tough, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's a short course, and if you're playing well, you can shoot good scores. Everyone thinks, you know, oh, it's Otis Park, you should tear it up. But, you know, if just like any course, if you're not hitting good shots, you're not going to score well. And we were able to put up a pretty decent number there this weekend, so we're pretty happy with that.
Sam Karcher joining us, a senior veteran on Dustin Carver's Bloomington South golf team, currently ranked 10th, maybe a bit higher. Polls will be coming out here in a little bit, and off they go to Prairie View to play in the state preview, and then we really get rolling, Coach, with the month ahead, which we're in right now. But just talk about the challenges that lie ahead. You know what you have, yeah. And you know the weather's getting better. It's getting warmer, and you guys, you got individual golfers that are about as hot as this 84-degree day we're enjoying today.
Well, we want to get a little hotter. That's the idea. But, you know, we're looking ahead, and we don't like to look ahead, but we'll look ahead on the radio tonight. But we have, four matches in 8 days. You know, obviously it starts with this weekend at the Westfield invite. I also have five other gentlemen that's going to be participating in the North invite here in here at the IU golf course. And then going into the weekend, we have Mooresville, then Harrison Lake at Columbus North, then Bedford again, and then, you know, May 18th to be the Conference Indiana tournament. So we're really looking forward to that. I know the boys placed second last year, and you know, I think if I recall, it was a one stroke loss to eventually the state champions in Columbus North, and we'll be going over there on their home course, and hopefully we can pull it out. But we have a tough, you know, we're looking at one invitational, one match at a time, and you know, when we get to that road, we'll cross it. But obviously, we in our conference, it's a pretty tough conference with Columbus North,
question.
And obviously Perry Meridian is playing pretty well. I saw where they shot 297 yesterday in the Marion County tournament. That's a very strong score.
How rewarding was it to see your Panthers shoot 309? And of course, it has been it has been giving you some problems, and to kick off the month of May.
Yeah.
with a team championship.
Absolutely. I mean, and that score could have been a lot stronger if it wouldn't have been for 16, 17, and 18 kind of put a damper. But, you know, a W is a W. And, you know, Nick Burris, who played number two, he told me that he's never broke 80 there. And, he shot pretty well there. And, you know, getting four scores in the 70s, you know, a lot of coaches will take it. But I know by the expression on the boys' faces, they were pretty disappointed with the way they finished. But I know they're pretty happy with obviously that coming out with the W, especially, you know, a strong Evansville North team who came in second, a very good team who obviously we saw them at Country Oaks, and they finished second down there. So third down there.
And you're going to see Providence, Floyd Central. You're going to see Madison again. I mean, you know, when we get into the state tournament series, because those are usually the perennial powerhouses that compete and for regional championships for advancement. Sam, talk to me about how you and Ben and Nick took this team, Nick Elliott, of course, and Ben Dawson and Sam, the three seniors. Talk about, did you guys sit down collectively and after that outstanding campaign you had last year to finish, what, eighth in the state, what were the aspirations and goals as you looked ahead to your final campaign?
Yeah, you know, last year a lot of people kind of thought we'd overachieved and that, you know, coming into the season, we didn't really have, you know, set in stone goals. We just tried to play as well as we could. And then after we played so well in the state tournament, we came into this year and said, you know, our goal is not just to get back to state. It's to get there and to play well and to finish well. You know, last year we got there and it was almost like we were just happy to be there. Whereas this year, you know, we want to get back and we want to compete there. So, you know, it was never really we sat down and said, you know, this are our goals. It was just kind of thing that you know, collectively all five of us knew that we wanted to get back and we wanted to really compete.
How do you see yourself now as being a senior and certainly the script long from being written until the end of your high school career? Well, what are you finding out about yourself around the links and the way you play that you maybe didn't know even last year when you made that run to the state? Mm-hmm. Where's your game at?
Obviously, you know, as you get older and as you progress, you know, your swing gets better, your physical skills get better just from practicing and stuff like that. But I think one thing that all of us and every one of us has had to, you know, battle at certain times is our mental approach to the game. You know, we get out there, you know, it's easy to, you know, if you bogey a few holes, you know, let your emotions get the best of you and to get angry, to start, you know, banging clubs on the ground and stuff like that. But, you know, one thing we kind of have to remind each other of, and that coach reminds us of, is that, you know, no one plays their best when they're angry. They play their best, you know, when they're focused and when they have, you know, a clear mind and when they can do that. So I think that's something that, you know, we've all worked on and we've all tried to improve upon.
Yeah, mental is to the physical, you know, and especially in this game. Yeah, you just can't. I mean, it's so easy to say. I mean, you know, here am I pontificating about that, and I get distraught on a bad shot, but we won't go there. But you can't do that.
That's right. I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, these guys, 1 through 10, I mean, have a lot of ability. I mean, they're more than capable, especially the five that have been playing, are more than capable of shooting even scores or just right there. The main thing that I'm trying to teach these guys is let's play smart, and, you know, let's take bogey or double bogey and play smart when you get frustrated. It doesn't work. This game's going to take over, and if you allow your emotions to take over, your scores are going to obviously rise. And, you know, that's basically what I've been talking about. I mean, I'm not a swing guru, and these guys know how to swing the club. It's basically the mental part of what I'm trying to teach them. If they're capable of keeping that under control, that they'll be just fine on the golf course.
You know what's surprising, and Dustin Carver joining us, and Sam Karcher, and Sam, you know, I just marvel at the scores turned in by you young guns. I mean, just it doesn't matter the last 5-6 years. Tell us a little about your start, how you got involved, and what's been to date your lowest round playing on the high school beat.
I started a little later than a lot of people. You know, I never played in tournaments until after seventh grade. So, you know, for all of us, there was a big learning curve whenever we got into high school. You know, Tanner and Joe, they played lots of tournaments. They came right in and hit their stride. Whereas for the rest of us, you know, there was a learning curve. I only broke 80 once my freshman year. And so, you know, it's just been, you know, hard work and improvement upon that. And then you asked about the lowest score was this year at Country Oaks. I shot a 69, which was, you know, a big milestone for me. It was breaking par in a tournament. And, you know, we just hope we can build upon that as a team. You know, we got another team victory down there, and, you know, just build upon that.
You know, and Coach, we talk a little about, and as Sam was mentioning, well-driven they are with goals out in front of them, and that's what makes this team. Not only do you have a lot of youthful guys, and I'm talking about freshmen that contributed last year that are sophomores, and now they're juniors, but you see the improvement day in, day out, and it has just turned into so flexible a team for you.
It is. I mean, it's... I don't have to push them at all. I mean, when we get to practice and then I ask them what I want them to do, I mean, they go do it and they work on it. And then, you know, our practice usually ends about, you know, between 5:15, 5:30. Well, when everybody else leaves, I see three or four boys staying over working on their putting, short game, or going up to the range and doing extra work. And that just pays off in the end. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable how their work ethic is, and I appreciate it. And it's been a fun season so far.
Well, and you learn. I mean, you know, Frank Witten retired and went on to become a rules official of the USGA, and Sam obviously learned a lot about the mental from Coach Winton, and you did too. I mean, the patience, and you saw that last year with the girls and what you were able to do with a very talented crew of young ladies that can play the game.
Right. I mean, it just all boils down to how bad you want it. I mean, if you want to go back to state, then you know you're going to have to put in the time. You know, but we're not looking at state right now. Obviously, that's a long-term goal right now, but we're going to take one at a time, and the boys right now are putting in the work, and you can see the results on the golf course. You know, we won the B&L, we won the Country Oaks, we beat Martinsville in a dual match. So they've got it going on right now. This weekend will be a tough test, but you know, even though there's a lot of tough teams, we're not playing against the teams. We're playing against Prairie View. You know, and that's the big thing that I've been preaching. You can't worry about the opponents who you're playing against. It's the golf course. And if you can manage that, you'll be right there in the end.
And, Sam, we talk a little about that. And every team, it doesn't matter what sport, that plays and has an opportunity to play for a conference championship. Very disappointing last year to lose. And you go back in a couple of weeks, just prioritizing things. That's the first biggie. And then you go on from there. Talk a little about the conference. Harrison Lake? Over there, hosted by Columbus North. Mm-hmm. You guys, you know, you're looking at that first of all.
Right. Yeah, you know, last year Columbus North was the big dog. Obviously, they went on to win state, and you know, we had a great opportunity to beat them on our home course, and we came up a little short, and you know, that's something that definitely stuck in our mind. Whereas, you know, it's a pretty much a completely new Columbus North team, but you know, our goal is definitely to win a conference title, something that you know we haven't done in a long time here at South, and it would be great to do. Definitely a few tough teams in our way, but you know, we like our chances.
Who is the longest driver
on our team?
Yeah.
I don't know. It goes back and forth, probably between me and Joe.
Okay.
Most likely.
Talking about Joe Weiler.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So okay, how far are you hitting it out there now? Just to give you some, are you 18 yet?
Yeah, I turned 18 a couple months ago.
A couple of months ago. Now here's an 18. Now, you lay the ball on the tee. How far can you crush it right now?
He was striping it pretty well today.
Yeah, I'd say on a good one they can get close to 300. I doubt they reach it, but it's up there.
That's mind-boggling. Who's the best putter? Well, first of all, hit a 300 yards plus, maybe, or just a little side of 300 yards. Who's the best fairway player to the green?
Best iron player to the green. I'd have to give that one to Nick Burris. He's a lefty. He's got a smooth swing. He hits a lot of greens.
Oh, you gotta like those left-handers. They are precision, like, aren't they?
It's a beautiful thing to be a lefty.
Oh. And once you're on the green, then and a birdie is available. Who's the best putter?
I got to give that one to Tanner. He doesn't take much time with it, but he steps up there and he makes a lot of putts.
Tanner Shapiro, we're talking about.
Yeah, that young man has a lot of confidence in his game.
Sometimes a little too much.
I don't know if it's his game or just overall in life.
Well, he still has a couple of years to go, but it's got to be a fun bunch to coach, Dustin. And like I say, appreciate it. And you know, this is the fun time of year, isn't it, Sam? I mean, finally we got an 85-degree day. There's plenty of sunshine. Great tournaments available. That's why you play the high school game, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, have a great rest of May on into the state tournament series. And, hey, on your day off from school, thanks for taking time out to join us and talk a little about the great game of golf.
Yeah, no problem. I enjoyed it.
Sam Karcher joining us. And, Dustin, it's like it doesn't matter what level, be it collegiate or high school. Great kids, great student-athletes, and flat town. You know, 16, 17 years old, 18 2 months ago, Sam Karcher. It's just almost mind-boggling to see how the talent has evolved. Isn't it?
They're a very talented group, but more importantly, they're having fun, and that's what it boils down to. I mean, they're high school kids. Obviously, Sam is going to DePaul next year and playing and going to continue his golf game, and I'm sure a couple others will as
great.
Well. I'm sure Nick will. I'm sure Tanner is interested. And I know Joe is interested in doing that. But more importantly, it's a game, and they're having fun, and I want them to have fun. And you know, if you're not having fun, then you should get out of this game.
Give us the format again. The state tournament preview is this weekend?
This weekend, yes.
Up at Prairie View?
At Prairie View,
now,
yes.
How many teams are in that?
There's 21 teams, 21 teams. 16 of the top 21 teams in the state will be there.
Including those felines from the south side, the world where the purple and the white. Well, we hope the weather holds. You need to get it in, and best of luck in Conference Indiana. Bring that tournament championship home, Dustin. And I got this feeling we'll be back with some of your other guys and talk more golf. If not here, we'll definitely do it downtown in the studio when we have time out for sports in early June.
I hope so.
Hey, my friend.
I appreciate you having me.
Always great seeing you, talking golf. Dustin Carver, the head coach of the Bloomington South 10th-ranked Panthers, as they continue along with success stories individually and as a team, coming off and continuing May off of that dandy B&L Invitational Championship this past weekend, going to Prairie View to take on the state's best this weekend in another quality tournament. We'll be back to close out things. You're listening to Sports Talk on a Tuesday night. We're live from Yogi's. Well, kind of wrapping up things, our thanks to Lynn Loring, Katie Kleisick, first team All Big Ten, receiving her collegiate degree Saturday out at Memorial Stadium, 10 o'clock. We thank him for stopping by tonight, along with the head coach of the South Golf Panthers, Dustin Carver, and senior Sam Karcher. And we wish them well as we move through May and on into the state tournament series. Reds on the radio tonight, PNC Park. Michael Lorenzen will get another look-see to see if he can stay with the big league club. Pregame at 7 o'clock. We'll have the Reds on now the next couple of nights, Wednesday and Thursday, the same times. And don't forget, the Hoosiers are swinging into action off of that outstanding series they had out at Maryland. Long Beach State will come in for the first of three on Friday night at 6:05. And we wish the best, mentioning the Diamond game, to Michelle Gardner and the softball Hoosiers as they play on the Big Ten Network. You can watch that game right here at Yogi's Thursday at 5:30. They're over in Columbus taking on Ohio State. And we are in May, and our Grand Prix of Indianapolis will be held at 3:30. That's our airtime Saturday to carry that race. And, of course, the Indy 500 coming up a little bit later this month of May. Our shortstop employee of the week is Aaron Vargas, doing a great job. My favorite stopping off place right there at the corner of East 10th and Smith. Choo-choo train dropping off there again tomorrow. Thanks to all of our sponsors, including Yogi's Grill and Bar. Our producer's been Jim Ritter. Our on-site producers, Joanna and Mike Lascott. And until next Tuesday, Fred Glass behind the scenes. And also, we'll get a peek preview of men's and women's Big Ten track and field with head coach Ron Helmer. All of that coming ahead next Tuesday. Well, have yourselves a great week. You've been listening to Sports Talk tonight live from Yogi's Grill and Bar here on a beautiful Tuesday on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good evening, everyone, from Yogi's Grill and Bar. Have a great week.